you wake in a strange room. Your clothes are foreign, and the walls are covered in objects from a different world. You don't know where or when you are, or if you're still dreaming. There are footsteps in the hall. Jumping up, you race out of the room and into the streets. You have just entered the Twilight Histories.
Welcome to the Twilight Histories. You are about to pass into an alternate universe. It will be strange, fascinating, and perhaps terrifying. To survive, you can't just be a tourist. You must become the people you explore. This is your adventure. Today, you will explore the streets, markets, and baths of the ancient city of Rome. But it appears a slaver has sniffed you out. Can you find a patron to protect you in time? Or will you end up languishing in chains for the rest of your adventure? Put on your costume now while I continue your orientation. The Twilight Histories is an independent podcast entirely supported by our Patreon community. If you enjoy today's show, please consider becoming a patron. You'll get access to tons of Twilight History shows not available to the public. And if you stick around for a bit, we'll send you merchandise as a reward, such as a Twilight Histories mug, shirt, sticker, or hoodie. Go to the website at twilighthistories.com and follow the link, or go directly to Patreon and look up the Twilight Histories. Well, you look great. The wormhole is open. Now, please, step on the platform and let's get you on your way. This is Down and Out in Ancient Rome by Tristan Verboven.
Every day starts the same way here in Rome. First thing in the morning, lined up at the swanky Domus. Stuccoed ceilings and lush frescoes of dainty garden motifs. At least you're out of the late summer sun that's already beating down this early in the morning. It's Don Carbo's command center. It's the fate of every free man, groveling to the big man. It's tedious, it's humiliating for all concerned, but everybody has a job to do. And they're the lucky ones. Here in Rome, the difference is paper thin. You are only as free as your freedom is useful. And so you watch the man ahead of you in line. Actually, you know the man ahead of you in line. It's the fuller from Argiletum. He goes through the motions, and his voice carries into the lull.
All I know is those pots are coming up short.
He holds his hands before him in exasperation.
I ask him what's going on. He won't talk.
Dom Carbo never says much. His job is to keep his affairs in order, to listen, to peel away the layers, to keep everyone in his house fed and loyal. It's the fourth day in a row with your hand out and stooping to the big guy is worth a denarius, but you can tell by the bald man's look that you better make yourself useful soon. Or you will be made useful.
Let me know what you can do for me.
A week ago, you signed up to attend the gladiator games at the Colosseum. But instead, you found yourself plopped in the forum of ancient Rome, broke and hungry. But in that respect, you started your day the same as pretty much everyone in Subura, and you did what any free Roman does. You quickly became a client. When in Rome. You're acutely aware of the Veneletti that has been following you since you got here. That lecherous face keeps popping up in the crowd. It's only a matter of time before you get snatched up. You gotta get into a good house. Protection. The bald guy motions you as the fuller leaves, so you do your thing. Gracious master, humble servant, great honor. He gets it. And from his chair, Don Carbo nods his approval, graciously moving you along. But the message is clear. You've got a job. Bring the big guy something he can use. And soon, like today. The alternative is all around you. Slaves living and working where they sleep in every nook and cranny of the city. Once you go there, you never come back. You step out into the noise, the smells, bodies pushing and shoving. The small square in front is kept clear by Carbo's goons. His wool merchant is on one side, his potter is on the other. And the street crawls by. Alleys as wide as three men, but crammed by many more. It's a stubborn trickle, lit by the dim slit of Mediterranean sky between towering tenements. These days, a denarius will get you some street food and a foul insulae in the fifth story. Barely room to curl up on the floor with a piss pot. You're a nobody in this crowded town, and one of many by the looks of it. Just a face in the crowd, but that's what makes you the perfect tail. You know what you need to do. Find out who's moving in on Carbo's business. Keeping a fuller in your sights, you weave through the frenzy. You've gotten to know the streets the last few days, slipping past porters under enormous sacks, and life comes in by snippets, men in tunics, women's heads wrapped in cloth, beggars, merchants, jugglers, thieves, children everywhere. And over your shoulder, you keep catching a glimpse of the Veneletti. Just keep moving. Disappear into the tempo. Looking into the doorways as you pass, artisans in cramped arches, students with tablets, weavers and potters, butchers and bakers. The fuller and his servant take a turn up the busy alley. They come out on Porto Esquilina to a wider street, harder to keep out of sight. This neighborhood, it's quieter. It's got homes and shops, construction zones, and there's a new bath going up. Scores of slaves on scaffolding. Divas with their retinue of porters and attendants, and just huddles lurking about. It widens again to a vast warehouse marked Fulonica. Great jugs are emptied into ammonia baths where women and children trudge barefoot in white cloth. Their rags and sleep rolls in dark corners, and a shirtless man stirs the swill with a stick to the workers' sad song. Watching from a seat at the taberna across, you see porters coming and going under great bundles. One thing about the Romans is they talk often and constantly. By the time you've finished your bread, olive oil, and garum, you've got the latest gossip, too. Publius Galba is making a move in the neighborhood, and the new baths will bring a lot of business. And that baker at the corner, the Aurelian, he's cheating his customers and those girls working in the insulae by the temple. They're causing a lot of traffic. Oh, it's time to move. Some young men are hauling the large jugs on their backs, and you follow one headed up the hill to Esquiline. This time, the Veneletti doesn't follow. The boy makes a lot of stops, squatting down each time while shopkeepers empty their pots. Until a public toilet at the end of the lane. A row of keyhole slits in a horseshoe where an elderly one-legged man charges a quadrant a visit. The boy approaches for the morning's takings, but he's stopped by a couple of stocky types. Swarthy men. Foreign. Goons by the look of it. You step back, and from around the corner you watch as they torment the child, pouring out his jugs on the stones and sending him on his way. The two men laugh as the boy shuffles off, and then they turn their aggression towards the old man. Heavy set, bulked up brutes, probably gladiators or definitely goons. They head up the main road, moving slowly, stopping to lean on local merchants and chat up young girls. Then they settle in front of a large domus, joining the other thugs standing by the door. "Who lives in that one?" you ask a local fruit seller. "Publius Galba," he answers. By now it's mid-afternoon, and already the waft of food drifts through the air. You take a different route back, a shortcut, avoiding the Veneletti. You cut through some passageways, courtyards where stew is boiling, and alleyway baths where a semis will get you a stool and a cup by a trickling spout. And past the archways where boys and girls wait for customers behind worn flaps. And through the shuttered market street now filled with maidens promenading past groups of young men. The square in front of the domus is quiet, only Flamba out front. Carbo and his men are at the Thermae Titaniae for their bath. The lanky one, Daxius, is waiting out front of the baths. He lets you through, but you have to strip down to a loincloth, sending you into a steamy cavern. The other heavies are training naked in the front rooms. Carbo is lounging out, his slave boy tenderizing his shoulders. His hand dangles over a bowl of grapes. You can see his legionnaire tattoo on his oily, glazed skin. He stops the young poet as you step into the haze. With a flick of his fingers, he draws you closer, tilting his head to hear your message. The bald man stands within earshot. As you tell him about the fuller, the collection boys, His hand drifts over to pluck a grape. And you tell him about the thugs and how they harassed the boy, and when you tell him how you followed them up through Arguletum to Galba's house, he pops the grape suddenly in his mouth. He motions to the bald man and whispers in his ear, and you are ushered away. You take your time to enjoy the baths. First a relaxing wade in a warm pool, and then the hot steam of a sweaty, dark chamber, followed by an attendant lathering and scraping. And by the end of it, you are limber and fresh, having removed the layer of urban filth from your skin. Outside, the streets dwell in the cool late afternoon shade. The bald man is looking at you from the huddle of Carbo's tufts. He turns his head as you step out. Two of them nod, take a deep breath. Throwing their shoulders back, they march off. And Daxius follows the bald man as he approaches you. Taking your wrist, he slaps 2 denarius coin into your palm. Darius chuckles, pointing his chin to the 2 thick goons who just left.
You know what they're gonna do to them?
You shrug, and he shows you a wrestling move, one where he takes a man by the neck and twists his arm behind his back, and then motions as if he's slamming his face into his knee, laughing. He slaps you on the back.
We are getting ready for the gates,
he says.
Trajan just got back from Dacia. Thousands of slaves and plunder. Gotta be more than 100 days of games.
He sits down next to you on the steps.
I am Retiarus, the fisherman. I fight with a net and a spear. Those 2, Murmillo, they are sea monsters. They stab him with the sword.
As the gladiator goes deeper into the different ways that he can humiliate an opponent, you notice the Veneletti spying you from across the square, and Daxia sees the look on your face as you catch his eye.
That slaver, you say. He's been following me for days.
You barely finish your sentence and Daxia is on his feet, storming across the road and calling him out.
Papa Spulte! You're looking at something, Spulte!
He tries to run away, but Daxius catches him by his neck and throws him into the middle of the street, and the crowd starts forming around them.
You want something, Berbero?
He kicks him to the ground.
That belongs to Don Carbo, you hear me, Mastigia?
This time he grabs him in a headlock, cheers and jeers at the crowd. And the more he squirms helplessly, the more the crowd starts to chant. Daxius chokes him till the limp body flops to the floor. Calmly returns to his post, pretending to ignore the chants. And you stand there watching the poor soul pick himself up and drag himself away. Till you see the bald man standing next to you looking on. He turns to you smiling.
You're turning into quite the Roman, aren't you?
He chuckles.
Quite the Roman indeed.
That was Down and Out in Ancient Rome by Tristan Verboven. If you enjoyed this show, please consider becoming a patron. The Twilight Histories is independent and is entirely supported by our Patreon community. When you join us on Patreon, you will get access to shows not available to the public, and you may even get your idea produced into a Twilight Histories show. Please join us on Patreon by going to the website at twilighthistories.com and follow the link, or go directly to Patreon and look up the Twilight Histories. I'd like to give a shout-out to a podcast I think deserves your attention. Deep into History is fascinating, captivating, and immersive. It takes you on historical journeys. It actually brings me back to the old days of podcasting, when you discover wild bursts of individual creativity, untempered by slick media conglomerates. Deep into History is proudly independent, and that gives the podcast a great deal of flexibility to do exactly what its creator wants. And what he wants is what I want. Great creative world building. Deep into History is a kindred spirit of the Twilight Histories. If you haven't checked it out yet, please go and do that. I'm Jordan Harbour. Thanks for listening to the Twilight Histories. Until next time, take care.